It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
Welcome to another edition of the Golf DMV podcast. Sherman's in studio. Sherman, what's up?
What's up?
LB's in studio. LB, what's up?
Hello.
We got a lot to talk about today. First of all, if you want to catch us on social, Golf DMV on Facebook, Golf DMV 1 on Instagram and Twitter. The email address is golfdmv1@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All things at the website, golfdmvpodcast.com.
Yes.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We did it all. There. And you can learn all about LB, Sherman, myself. Mm-hmm. Quick bios there as well. Be sure to listen to the show when you're at the website. But if you're listening to the show now, then you probably already found it. However,
at some point you found it somewhere.
At some point you found the show somewhere. Soon to come, the Golf DMV shop.
Mm-hmm.
We're discussing after this taping of this show just how we're going to get all the merchandise to everybody. So that'll be fun. We've got a Tiger Field review from Sherman, because despite me saying that I was excited about the match, didn't watch one swing.
No, you did not.
We'll have more on that later.
But some of us like, you know, to whatever.
Exactly. And then we've got an update. So I moved into a new house in Silver Spring. And
congratulations, by the way. Well, beautiful home.
I appreciate it.
So welcome to the cash cow of the rest. Yes. Cash cow. What is the right word? Cash cow.
Money pit.
Money pit of the world.
Well, it's been a week and I've already feeling the pinch. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And it never stops.
Turn around the stuff you got.
It never stops.
Never stops. There's only one thing to look forward to. Tax time.
Yes. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that. But so I met him in a funny way. So my U-Haul was in his space because he wasn't using
who?
It.
Okay.
My neighbor.
Oh, you didn't say that. You just say you moved into a new house.
Right. But, okay. So moved to a new house. My U-Haul's in a space that's not mine because it's closer to the door.
Right.
So we're unloading. Everything's almost off. And then the doorbell rings. And I knew who it was. It's got to be one of the neighbors. I'm probably in the space because, you know.
Right.
So anyway, he says, "Hey, I'm Gavin." I said, "Hey, Gavin, I'm Claude." You know, I said, "I'll move the truck right now. You know, sorry about that." So anyway, I moved the truck. He's in. I see him the next morning while I'm raking leaves, and he just walks up and says, "Claude, I know you from somewhere."
Uh-oh.
I'm like, "What do you mean? I know you from somewhere." He said, "I played golf with you and your buddies at Hampshire Greens, and you do that podcast." I said,
"Look,
yeah,
wow, how about that?
Hey, yeah, absolutely." Awesome. So he's a member at Woodmore now, by the way.
Oh, really?
Lamar, yeah.
Wow.
So which is not close to Silver Spring, but you know, I guess he likes the club.
Yeah,
it makes it convenient. Yeah. So anyway, shout out to Gavin.
That's
you know,
cool.
Maybe
okay.
one day we'll
now,
have
now. Who was playing that day?
It was me, LB, and Brant.
Okay.
Because Gavin was
Gavin tall? Kind of tall
yeah,
guy?
Yeah. And he was hitting from tees further back than we were. Yeah.
Right. Are you sure?
Maybe it wasn't you and not Brant. Do you remember Gavin?
Yeah,
it might have been you.
Remember he almost drove the green on the first hole?
That man.
He's a big guy, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Well, I mean,
he's not
tall.
Huge, but
he's tall.
He seems pretty athletic. Yeah, no,
he's
I mean,
taller than us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not saying much.
Right.
Whole bunch of 5'10s walking around. Right.
But he's at least like 6'2"-ish.
Yeah.
I think that may have been that time.
It may have been Sherman with us then.
Because he was playing from like the. He was playing from the Blues.
At least the Blues.
That must have been you. Yeah, not Brant.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure because he. Didn't he? He only played 9 or something?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that was him. Yeah, because he was.
Well, if he listens to the podcast, he can correct us for the next one.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Because if that's the same guy, I thought I remember him saying he worked in Frederick or something like that.
Yeah, way more details than I got.
Yeah, I got, you know, memories like a steel trap.
So, yeah, so shout out to Gavin, one of my neighbors. And so he played with us, listened to the podcast. Also, coming up later, I'm going to attempt to convince Sherman that Christmas is okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
good luck. Try to cheer him up and get him looking forward to Christmas this season. We've got a Montgomery County membership
gold card evaluation.
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
And so we'll check that out a little bit later.
What's it? Okay. I'll save it for them.
First, LB played what he called mud golf today.
Yeah, mud
golf.
So
what'd you play? Because it's raining here. Well, it was raining
hard yesterday. It rained buckets yesterday.
That will be Saturday,
the
24th in the DMV.
But today was a beautiful day.
It was beautiful. 60 degrees.
55, 60 degrees.
Didn't need a jacket if you didn't want one.
Yeah, not until The ninth hole. Well, so the ninth hole, I had a jacket on. I took it off like in the second hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then around tenth hole, I put it back on. And then 16th hole, it got cold.
Where'd you play?
We played Hampshire Greens. Okay. Vernon and I played, of course. He's my only golf buddy. He and I played.
You know, it doesn't even hurt my feelings anymore. I'm just immune to it.
Yeah, so we played. And we played with Ricardo and Sun.
Oh.
Son
as in
Ricardo's son?
No, or? Son as in, that's her name. Her name.
Oh,
son.
Her name.
Because
oh, okay.
when she told me her name, and she said it, and I said something else that wasn't right. She said, "Sun, like in the sky." I went, "Oh, okay, sun. I got all you."
All right.
Yeah, very nice lady. She was a lot of fun. Okay. So was Ricardo too. Ricardo would start off kind of slow, but he got it together toward the back because he wasn't having his game. He was started off kind of rough, and then he got it together on the back nine. But Sun was she was a joy to play
with.
Was
she good?
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Nice. Did she hit from the female tees?
Yeah, she hit from the female tees. And on one hole, I think around maybe a 12 or something, she outdrove me. And we got up there, and she said, "Oh, I outdrove you." And she did this little jump in the air and stuff. Uh-huh. She was really happy about that.
Oh, so you didn't reply with the, "I wasn't aware I was playing against you."
Right. Yeah. I didn't know we was in competition.
I'm assuming you gave them both a card.
Yes, I did. I told them both to listen. I told her, "Say, listen, I might say something nice about you."
There you go.
Mark that is checked on the list.
Right. Yeah, but they were fun to play with, so we had a really good time. We played pretty well. Car path only. And I knew that going in after all the rain we had, but it was such a nice day. I was determined that I don't care what it does, I'm playing tomorrow.
Was there a lot of people out there?
Enough. It wasn't. There was a twosome, so it was four of us, and we was a twosome. We was on their back.
Oh,
there was a twosome in front of us, and we rolled them the entire day. At one point, we caught up to them. We got really close to them, like one shot behind them, and we watched them their fairway shots, and then Vern said, "Oh, well, that's why we're on their back," because he hit the ball and went like 12 feet.
Okay,
it was a lot of that in front going on.
Any given tee shot, I would do the same thing.
Right. Well, no, you could hit at least 20-30 feet.
Right.
But they had aerated. They had aerated too. I guess maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago they had aerated the green, so they were a little bumpy. But I ended up with a 90 again.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? It was 90. I mean, I shot a 90.
No, I mean, like, what got you there? Because, like I said, you're mid-80s.
Yeah, it was, well, putting. Okay. My putting was bad. I did a lot of putts that, you know, like you're 20 feet away and you're trying to get it close and you don't get it close. You get it 6 feet away instead of 2 feet away, stuff like that.
Right, right.
So, yeah. Sun putted pretty well, though. She was a pretty good putter. So yeah, all in all, it was a good day. I think I had a 3 on the front, and I didn't have any on the back.
Okay.
I think I had a double on the back, one double, a bunch of pars and bogeys.
See, that's how you keep your game sharp. Yeah.
Just keep playing.
Not the way
I went to the range. What day was that? Tuesday.
That's what you do. The moment the weather gives you a chance, and you got to make up in your mind, there are going to be times when I'm gonna be out there and I'm gonna be a little uncomfortable. Like it may be 50 degrees, 49 degrees, but I'm gonna just bundle up a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get to the range. I'm gonna swing, or I'm gonna putt some, and I'm gonna play. You know, when it's dry outside.
Yeah.
And in theory, that's what I want to do. I just don't do it.
Because I posted to our Instagram page that when I went out there on Tuesday, because when I was sitting in my office at home.
No, I'm just messing
around. I'll send you the link.
Right. It's public. We don't even have to allow you to get in. You can actually view it on your own.
Okay. Right.
When I was sitting in my office at home, I was like, I looked out the window. I'm like, man, the sun is shining. I could see it was a little breezy, but I didn't think it was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I grabbed my clubs and throw them in the car. And so I never went outside.
Okay.
So I didn't go outside until I got out the car.
The car's in the garage.
Right. Okay. So I didn't know how cold it was until I got to the course.
Oh, outside. Yeah, it should be nice outside.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I pull up and this one guy, he had just pulled up and he was headed toward the putting green.
Where's this at? Blue Mash?
This is at Blue Mash.
Blue Mash, yeah.
So I hop out the car and go, woo, man.
Oh, boy. It's
yeah.
Like,
so,
oh, my.
So when I go inside, I had planned on getting a large bucket. But when I went inside, I said, just give me a small bucket because I'm not going to be here long.
Right.
So I went to the short game area, hit a bucket, a whole bucket in the short game area, and I went back down to the driving range. And I only hit maybe 10 balls. And I was like, you know what? It's cold.
Yeah.
In the wind. But it was people. It was a few guys playing, actually playing the course, which, you know,
to, whatever.
More power to you. Yeah, exactly. So I went. Then I went back to the short game area, hit about another 20 balls. And I left. I mean, I left balls there. I'm like, okay, that's enough. This is enough here. This is stupid.
Yeah.
But I did wanted to swing, get a couple swings in just to, because remember, I ain't supposed to be. I'm supposed to be somewhere else right now.
Playing golf. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess I give a quick update why I am why I'm not in Cancun
not
in
cartel,
the sunshine.
Yeah. Cartel related.
Right. So my brother had to go back to the hospital. His levels. When he got out of the hospital, they were stable. They seemed, at least they thought they were stable. Mm-hmm. He went back for a follow-up appointment, and his numbers were high. Mm-hmm. To the point she said, we need you to go to the emergency room now.
Oh, wow.
Immediately. So he went back to the hospital, and he's still there now. But things are looking up. They did a dialysis treatment yesterday morning, which was
recording this.
Yeah. Yes, it would have been that Friday morning.
So 2 days ago. Right. We're recording on a Saturday. Sunday evening.
Right. So they did it. So they did that dialysis on Friday morning, and his numbers are continually to come down since the dialysis.
Oh, nice. Good.
So to us, the untrained medical people,
talking to my wife and I before we started recording, before you got here, Sherman, about what he and all his other friends,
everybody
and family,
else we
who
know,
aren't doctors.
Yeah, we've already believed that the
he's
numbers
gonna are, be released
right,
tomorrow
because his numbers are coming down. They are steadily coming down after the dialysis. So I'm gonna make this short as I can. The way I think dialysis works is, because I'm a medical doctor,
we're staying the Holiday Inn.
Right. You know, once it flushes you out, you get a baseline number.
Right.
Right. If the numbers continue to go down 24 hours after that, that's all on the kidney. The dialysis ain't got jack to do with that. Dialysis cleaned it out
initially.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if your numbers are still coming down 12 and 24 hours after that, that's the kidney working. Not dialysis, because dialysis was a one-time deal. So,
I understand that. I
mean, logically, that makes sense to me. We'll find out from the doctors for real. But, I mean, if he tells me that doesn't mean that, then you got to really explain to me how it doesn't.
Right.
I mean, how the numbers continue to go down if he's not hooked up to a machine that's cleaning his blood.
Which means so we should probably get a doctor,
a nephrologist, I believe the proper term is.
Yeah,
but I mean, it makes sense. And I have a cousin who is a registered nurse, and she's been for 30 plus years. And she had told me a week ago, before this even transpired, that he would probably need a couple rounds of dialysis just to kickstart his kidney, and then it would pick up and pick up the slack.
Well, the health of the kidney definitely, and I'm speaking medically.
Yeah,
I'm not a doctor, but I am in the field. The health of the kidney will definitely determine how quickly the dialysis works,
exactly,
and how many treatments you need, et cetera.
Exactly.
So you are somewhat correct in the fact that, you know, it's on the kidney, you know, with the levels going down. But yes, you are correct. It depends on the health of the kidney.
Mm-hmm.
The dialysis really just, again, flushes it and kind of, you know, helps it to start acting right. So, okay.
So
good luck to Lou.
We're hoping everything works out. And I could say I've already claimed that it's working. It's just take a few minutes to get itself together. So So that's that. So that's why I'm not in Cancun playing golf. But I will be in a couple more weeks because I didn't cancel my trip. I just changed the dates.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you keep your game sharp when it's cold in the DMV. Yeah, so you got to do that. So, sure. Yeah. The Tiger Phil thing, you watched it.
I did watch it, and that's how I keep my game sharp.
And Phil wins in
fourth playoff hole.
Playoff hole. What did you think, number one, about the entire situation?
Okay, so what I thought was, there's three things to break down. One, the golf,
which was crappy, according to Charles Barkley.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Ricky Fowler said the same thing.
Yeah, it was really bad golf. Mm-hmm. Two, the event as a whole, right? Like the whole experience.
Right.
How to make it better. That was the third thing I thought about.
Mm-hmm. Not do it again.
And I actually think. So let me say this overall. I paid $20. It lasted 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I watched every swing.
You didn't get your money back after they had the technical glitch? I was told that because of the glitch they had, everybody who paid was supposed to get their money back.
What glitch happened?
Apparently, some people could not get in it. That's what I was told.
I got in it. So,
okay.
Yeah, I was in.
Okay.
So I got in about 30 minutes before the first swing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were warming up. They were okay. on the practice green. They were on the practice tee, the driving range and stuff. So
Was any kind of like insider access that you normally don't see? Like, was anyone?
No, I mean, cameras right up on them. You can hear them talking and stuff and talking
to the caddies or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, so let's start with the golf. The golf was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like they hadn't played in 6 months. Now, I don't know if that was due. Well, they weren't hitting bad shots. Mm-hmm. It's just they couldn't putt.
Okay.
So there was no, like, Tiger hit one on 17. He was down one.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he was down one he was down one on 17, and he nailed it.
Okay.
So he chipped in, I think, for birdie.
Okay.
Which actually he won the hole.
Okay.
So that and then they tied the 18th and went on to playoff. Okay. So aside from that, nobody hit a long putt. So there was no like 20. I mean, there was no 10-foot putts hit.
Yeah, because I get all my news from Instagram, and I saw a thing on Instagram where they showed him putting, and he missed a 4-footer or something.
Yeah, he missed a 4-footer. Yeah, so what was funny was he would have won the match. Phil made him putt that. And he missed it.
Wow.
He hit it and started walking, and it went boop, 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 in and out.
Whoa.
Yeah, because they were giving each other. I mean, you know, so it was like some bad golf, but it was some really good golf. I mean, they were smacking the ball. They were hitting it well. Tigers started losing the driver late. But
did either one seem really disappointed when they hit a bad shot? Like,
don't cuss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they both cussed.
Okay.
Tiger, of course, cussed more.
Right.
So the event. So it was cool. Like, once they hit their first shots on the first tee, they were very close to each other. And they started walking down, and Phil's talking about Tiger's kids. And they're like,
oh, great. So the camera and audio was that
they were
close?
Mic'd up.
Okay. Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet,
so you could hear. I mean, they were mic'd up.
Okay.
Because Phil was struggling. And I said, at one point, I was like, man, I wonder if Phil does this all the time. You hear him breathing heavy. He gets to the green. He's like, you know, and I'm like, you know, you didn't hear Tiger breathing like that. I mean, Tiger's in better shape, clearly.
Right.
Always has been, always will be.
Obviously.
Yeah. But so you could hear them talking. They stopped talking once it started getting tight. They did stop talking, but you can hear them talking to their caddies and stuff like that. You know, like, hey, JoJo, get over here. You know, they after every shot, hey, good shot. You know, hey, Phil, that's good. Pick it up. All right, thanks, buddy. You know, he picked up his ball. If they didn't have to putt it out. So a lot of Ryder Cup feel to it like that. It was very close. I mean, it was no one ever got to two.
Okay. Two plus. Okay.
Yeah. So so here's how I think it could be better. One, I would watch it again.
I'd pay for it again.
I'd pay for it again.
Is there anybody else we'd want to see?
Yeah, I would definitely want to see. I would love, as much as I hate DJ, I mean, it's kind of like a running joke. I mean, I'll hate him like that, you know, but I would love, but he's good, right?
Yeah.
So I would love to see like some type of, what I think they could do is do some type of tournament. So almost like the Ryder Cup, but if they say, look, let's take the best four, right? Let's take DJ, let's take Brooks Koepka.
Justin Rose.
But I mean, you got some big names. I would go for some big names, you know.
Okay.
I mean, even if you say top four, fine, Justin Rose. You know, and either Rory or
Spieth? Fowler?
Fowler.
Okay.
Yeah, take Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody who's going to actually sell some tickets. Because people,
I think people would color to him too. Some,
yeah,
that's why Rose would not be a good pick.
He wouldn't, and that's why I said I don't know if he's popular enough.
Right.
But DJ carries the name. Spieth carries the name.
Yep.
You know,
Fowler
and maybe Rory or somebody, whatever. So, but instead of doing 18 holes,
Patrick Reed.
Oh God! No,
get a portion of the most hated.
Like, yeah, you could do that, like celebrity death match.
Right. see how long before somebody take a 9-iron to the other guy.
Yeah, wrap a 9-iron around his neck.
Whoever wins get to punch Patrick Reed in the face.
That's funny.
Yeah.
No, but if they one thing I did not like. I felt it lasted too long.
Yeah.
I mean, 5 hours is a long time.
It's a long time,
Should they do 9 holes?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Okay. So the two things I would say is, one, make it nine holes. Two, drive them to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having them walk.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Fail wood like that.
That's a lot, yeah, fail wood like that. And that's a lot, because that's a lot of wasted time. It's just, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, and they're not yeah. really talking. I mean, they weren't talking trash that
mm-hmm.
much.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, Phil and Tiger talking trash.
Right.
It's like, and I actually took, mm-hmm. I was taking mm-hmm. some notes, mm-hmm. and I put, this is Steve Jobs and Bill Gates talking trash.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, exactly. That's what it felt like.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. take the two, no offense to nerds, take the two nerdiest kids from your high school and put them in front of 100 million people, mic them up and have them mm-hmm. tell right. crack right. on each other. That's right. what it felt right. like.
Well, that's why in second period chemistry, you yeah. like, get out of here.
It's like 8-1. Oh, come on now. I might as well give you the ball, Phil. I'm like, come on, man. Come on. Like,
none of us know what that means.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it, you know, whatever. Yeah. It was so corny, right? Yeah. Like, it wasn't any zingers in there. The, mm-hmm. the funniest part was actually because you had the TNT crew plus Samuel L. Jackson.
Right? Oh.
So okay. Samuel L. Jackson was the one who actually introduced them on the first tee box.
Okay.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
yeah. Chuck talking trash to, I think it was V-Land or somebody. It was a baseball player there. Mm-hmm. They were going at each other the whole day.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was like, well, Chuck's like, well, I could beat him.
Well, Justin Verlander is apparently a really good
That's who it was. Is he a long hair?
Yeah. And he's a really good golfer.
Oh, him and Chuck going at it.
Okay. Yeah. Chuck, not a good golfer.
No. But Chuck was like, I could beat these two. And Verlander's like, all right, cool. You got to take the next pitching wedge that one of them pulls out. You got to hit it. He was like, I hit it closer than them, and I hit it closer than you, too. You know? So that was funny, you know. Uh-huh. Ernie was on there. Ernie was talking, you know. Oh, so that was good. It was fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was, like, the funny part.
Right.
So anyway, nine holes. Mm-hmm. I would take your top four. Take four that you know are going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiger could be in there. Nine holes, winners play nine. Boom, mm-hmm. done.
Okay.
Drive them in the cart or have them drive the
speed
cart.
Speed it up a little bit or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, have them drive
the cart. Yeah, have them drive the cart with their caddy. That way a caddy's not carrying the bag, lugging the bag and all that crap.
Yeah, just like when we play golf. Get hop in the cart and go.
Yeah.
Right. You have a drink while you're riding up there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let them pound a few beers.
Speaking of drink, that's I have to come back to that. Well, from today, but
if they want to, absolutely. If they wanted to, if they want to drink, why not?
Yeah, light up a cigar, do something. Yeah. Just make it not so formal,
right?
You know, because all right, so they get to the playoff hole. They both played 18 horribly. They went back to play 18. Actually, no, Tiger won 18 to send it to either won 17 or 18. I can't remember.
Okay, to send it to overtime.
Yeah, whatever. To send it to overtime. Mm-hmm. They played 18 again.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, they played because it got dark.
Okay.
And Tiger's hands were in his pockets. He's like, man, it's cold out here. I mean, they're in the desert.
Right.
You know,
right.
So the sun goes down. So they had lights. They were teeing off from the practice green, tearing that green up because they played it three times.
Okay.
And the hole was 93 yards. They had to play it three times before somebody won.
Wow.
First shot, Tiger teed it up, drilled somebody right in the head. He hit it. He flew the green and like landed, hit this girl, you know, whatever. then Phil hits it. He hits the green, but it rolls like 30 feet to the right. Tiger chipped in close enough. Mm-hmm. You know, they whatever. Phil putted. They pick it up, go back and play.
Right again.
Tiger had on the third playoff hole, the second time playing it.
Of the same 93 yard shot.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that was the only hole it had lights.
Okay.
He flew it again. Okay, flew the green. They had backed everyone up at this point.
Okay,
right. Because they're like, Tiger don't know what the hell he's doing.
Right.
Yeah, Tiger like, I don't know where the hell it's going, so y'all might as well back. I don't have a club that short.
Right.
So like, I can't hit putter. So then Phil hits it exact same spot, 30 feet away from the hole. Yeah, it was ugly, right?
Right.
So Tiger chips, and he's still like 6.5 feet from the hole. Phil putts and drops it like a foot.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So Tiger's like, pick it up. Tiger's over his putt, and Phil said, Tiger, pick it up. I'm not going to win this way.
Okay. Get out of here.
Gives it to him. And they jump in the carts. They ride back up.
Oh.
Now they both drop it. Tiger was 8. I remember Tiger was 8.2 from the hole.
Okay.
And Phil, I think, was 4.6, okay. four and a half feet. Tiger lipped out. I mean, he missed it by an inch.
Wow.
Phil puts in, wins.
Nice.
Okay. I turned it off at that point. I didn't stay watching them but they had all the money out there.
Okay.
In cases.
Oh, in cash.
In cash, homie. Straight cash.
Wow.
Okay. Sitting right next to the tee box where they're teeing off from 93 yards out.
Wow. Okay.
So that said, I mean, I'd give it like a B.
Okay.
It was fun. I just think it lasted too long. Way it too was long, like waiting on, you know, you're just kind of waiting on
somebody. This time it was like 8:00, 8:30.
It was 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
okay.
It was right at 8 when I turned it off.
Okay. Wow.
But I think that there's, I think that if they tweak some stuff,
and I think that's good. It was a good time, like right around the Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah. That's a good time to do it.
I had practice. Yeah. I got home from practice at 2:30. I sat
you
on the couch.
You guys are ready to start the season, right?
Yeah, Tuesday's first game.
Pilates.
Yeah, we
basketball. Let's do
scrimmage
it.
Rock Creek. Great scrimmage with them. I mean, they're nationally ranked. Got two.
Yeah, I might come out on Saturday. I might come out.
That's going to be fun. Yeah. $15.
That's
you get five
DeMatha,
games.
Correct?
At DeMatha.
Yeah, well, I ain't staying for all of them, but
I'll be there for all of them. I mean, it's you're basically watching college games.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to yeah, like, I mean, seriously.
College level talent. Hey, all these guys.
I mean, DeMatha's got, I think, four All-Americans. Mm-hmm. Between this year and next year's class, St. John's has an All-American. Yeah. We're playing them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's going to be some real. And then after us, Paul the Sixth, who's ranked number 9 in the country right now, is playing St. Francis out of Baltimore, who's top 30 in the country right now. Okay. So, I mean, it's some heavyweight fights that day. But
yeah. Speaking of fights, I'm going to the fight. That's why I can't stay for all of them.
Which fight?
The fights here in the D.C. next Saturday night.
Yeah, apparently.
Where at?
There's a new sports arena downtown, by the, not too far from the stadium.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, 8-9 cards, fights on it. On
the
card.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that works. Yeah.
Yo, so back to drinking. I just give
right.
A little tip.
You had a drinking update.
Well, I've really cut back lately, but still. So Vern made, I have to get he's going to give me the recipe, but he takes his apple cider that he gets, special apples, so not just any old Rudy Poop you get from the regular grocery store.
Certain brand.
Yeah, okay. Really high-end apple cider he gets, and he does some stuff to it, and some bourbon and stuff. It is so, and it's hot. It's a warm drink.
Uh-huh.
Dude.
Might put some cinnamon or something.
It was so good.
Okay.
So good. We drank that today on the back when it started getting chilly. I was like, you got any more of that?
Let me get another hit.
Nice. I want
Bunsen burner.
Yes. It was.
Okay.
No, he has one of those thermos things. What is it? It's a brand name.
Probably similar to what we got from the Waker.
It is. It's the same
thing. Yeah, but it's a brand, name. I forget the name of it. Some stuff that I can't afford.
Starts with a T.
Does it?
I don't know.
No, actually, I think it does start with a T.
I forget the name of it.
Yeti.
Yeti. Yeah.
Yes.
It was Yeti. Yes.
Okay,
they are not a sponsor, so we won't mention them again.
But yeah, but they work very well because it was hot.
Yeah, well, that's what those cups are. They're basically Yeti cups we got from the Waker.
Yeah, nice. So it was very good. So thumbs
you
up.
Put it in there, it stay like your coffee will stay hot.
Mm-hmm.
You pour it 7 a.m. that morning, 7 o'clock.
Well,
that
that's what
night.
He said. He said he poured that at 8 o'clock this morning, and at 4:30, we're drinking it, and it's still hot.
Yeah,
wow.
Because at first I didn't think about it being hot, and I just took it to my lips and went, oh
yeah,
this is hot. He's like, yeah,
it's hot. Oh, burnt lips.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So thumbs up to Vern on that apple cider drink he got going.
Cool.
On.
There we go. Yeah. So do you guys have the information on your Montgomery County?
Yeah,
thing?
Okay. I do. Did you get yours?
No, it's not on the app, so I did not look. At
okay,
it.
Yeah, because I can get it on the app the either. App. Even on their website, it's kludgy to get all of them. It only puts like 6 or 7 in a window, and you got to hit next page, and it brings up the next ones. So I actually had rounds in there back to 2011.
So how'd you get yours?
From the website.
From the website.
Desktop.
Your desktop. Okay, instead of, yeah. So it was a little kludgy, but I was able to do it, and I put it in an Excel spreadsheet that I forgot at home, and then my wife helped me out by eventually texting me a picture of my spreadsheet. For me, which I appreciate. I love you so much, dear. So I have played, including today, 23 rounds of golf in Montgomery County's fine courses. So this is not counting.
Oh, not this year.
Yeah, this year.
Oh, you played 23 rounds in just Montgomery County?
In Montgomery
this
County
year?
This year, yep. Including today. Including
today.
That's a lot of golf.
Yeah. So, but it was interesting when I was looking through the numbers to try and, you know, make some sense of them. Like April and May, I played like 8 rounds in those 2 months.
Okay.
I played like 8. So the first round I played was Laytonville, which was – no, take that back. The first round I played this year was January 27th at Riderwood.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I went – so April I played – oh, my goodness. So April
– I feel like we were – like,
so
I was not. You were there.
Like I was there. Yeah.
That's when somebody lost their keys or something. Then the group in front of you like lose their keys.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Remember. And you had it, and the lady said, "Oh, there's yeah."
Yeah.
I don't remember. Okay. So
like
April.
Steel track.
April 1st, I played Hampshire Greens. April 8th, I played Laytonsville. April 11th,
the wrinkled burn. round.
Maybe. April 11th, I played Rattleswood. April 13th, I played Rattleswood. Mm-hmm. April 22nd, I played Laytonville. April 23rd, played Hampshire Greens.
Played a lot of golf.
So that was, I mean, a lot of, you notice a lot of them was like 2 days apart. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm.
I hope your boss isn't listening.
It don't matter. They know. I'm very clear when I say, hey, I'm, you know, we're not doing nothing. You know, the meeting got canceled. I'm going to play golf. They go, okay, talk to you tomorrow. So that's what, 6 rounds in 1 month. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 6 rounds in the month of April alone.
Nice.
May I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rounds in May. Mm-hmm. And most of the rounds, I was trying to, so 1, 2, 3, 4. So I played Hampshire Greens, including the day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times I played Hampshire Greens this season.
One of those times we obviously met Gavin.
Yep, yep. Let's see. Laytonville is on here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, 7. 7 times over the course of the year at Laytonville.
And you're looking just in 2018, right?
Yep, 2018. This started, like
this
I said.
This has all your previous rounds.
It goes back to 2011. Mine goes back to 2011 at least.
Yeah,
this is all, like I say, start. My first one was January 27th. My last one was today.
Wow.
So January 27th.
January 27th, we played, me and somebody played Rattlewood at a 10:54 tee time. So it's me and two people. I have two tee times here. So me, whoever, probably was Vern. I know it wasn't you two losers.
My first, so I do have my rounds.
Okay.
So my first round was actually April 1st.
April 1st at the Hampshire Greens?
Yep.
Yep.
I was with you.
And that's I have a two on mine, so that maybe that was just me and you then.
It was, yep.
Okay.
I played Laytonville. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. I played 3 rounds in April.
Mm-hmm.
I played 1, 2, 3 in May.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything for June.
Well, I only have two in June. No, yeah, I have two in June, the 1st and the 20th, and they both were at Falls Road.
Maybe because we played other courses in.
And that was, didn't we have didn't we have a tournament? Was that in June?
Birdies for Bladders
was in June. Yeah. Yes.
It was in June. That was in June.
Didn't we play up there twice?
I played two in August. No, we played two in July, two in August.
That may have been where we played Waverly Woods one time.
Because Father's Day. June. We played Waverly Woods and Timbers of
Troy. That's right. That's what it was.
Yeah,
so I on here, I played 10 rounds. So I played 10 mm-hmm. rounds of MCG this year.
Yeah, so I had today was another free round I got today. It was another free round.
Oh, sweet.
That's why when Vern and I was picking the spots, I said, we got to play an MCG course because I got a free round I need to use.
Mm-hmm.
So today I paid $12 for a round.
Wow.
All I paid for was cart fee. So I've gotten, and he said I still got nine points left too. So I don't know what that equates to.
Wow. No, 9 points. That's a half a no. You get 8 points is nine holes.
He said something about because I called the other day because I after I made the tee time I called to see if I had any points left and he said, oh, you have a free round that you need to use. I'm like, okay, cool, I'll use that tomorrow.
Huh.
And he said I had 9 points.
Well,
left.
It just means you still have 9 points to go towards a free round.
Free round, right? Yeah. But this stuff doesn't carry over right to the next year.
No,
right?
It does not.
Yeah. So when I should though, man.
Right.
When I checked in today, he said, man, it's a lot of people using their free rounds today. I was like, exactly, because this might be the last time we get to use it.
And it doesn't carry over.
Right, and you know what the weather's going to be. So all in all, I mean, if I take all the rounds that I play and average them, and just say they're $50 a round,
mm-hmm.
we talking $1,150 in greens fees, mm-hmm. well, in fees.
Right.
So I don't know how to.
That puts the $1,000 thing in play, though. The $1,000 free.
Well, no, it doesn't, because that one you can only use. That's only good during the weekday.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yep.
And most of mine, it has the days on here. Very, I'm a lot of weekends on here.
Okay. Yeah. Most of mine were weekends. I only have very few during the day.
Right. Because I don't even think that works on Friday. Even that thing too. It's like Monday through Thursday. It might be wrong. It might not even count on Friday.
Yeah.
Because I have a couple of Friday rounds in here, but I have a lot of weekends. A lot of. Caverns got to the point where he could only play on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
So we were mostly only playing on Sundays.
Yeah, except the Father's Day. We did the back-to-back.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So it's Father's Day.
Yeah.
So I figure if I had 23 rounds here, that's not counting the ones we played. I know I played LP at least 4 times.
Yep.
Yeah,
You played Troy and Waverly.
Troy, Waverly.
Played Gettysburg.
Played Gettysburg twice.
Twice,
and then Birdies for Bladder. Gosh, I'm sure there's other courses.
And then I played when I went away. When I went to
Mexico.
No, I went to Atlanta.
Oh, for right. That thing. You played that one.
I played two rounds. I played two rounds there.
Was this the year you were doing all the Denver travel, or was that?
That was last year. Never mind. Yes, I played two rounds there. Mm-hmm. I went somewhere else and played some golf with somebody. I forget where.
You were in Cancun. Didn't you and
Vern went down to play with Coach B.
Was that this year or that?
Yeah,
last year?
Then you played Pendleton.
You played Pendleton.
Oh, yeah, I played Pendleton.
We played Blue Mass several times.
We played Blue Mass a couple times. That's right. So, I
played Blue Mass with you at least three times.
Maybe.
You played a lot of golf.
So, I got to be pushing close to 40 rounds.
Probably the most you've played in a long time.
I probably played the most I played. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, if that's 10 rounds, mm-hmm. three rounds at Blue Mash, mm-hmm. Gettysburg, played in the Outer mm-hmm. Banks. We played Father's mm-hmm. Day, two mm-hmm. rounds.
Yep.
Yeah, I played probably 20 rounds mm-hmm. this year.
And I think it's the first year we played Falls Road.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What else mm-hmm. was this? You played Waverly. Whiskey Creek.
I did play Whiskey Creek. I forgot about that.
We played Waverly.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, we got mm-hmm. some. Yeah, got some.
We got some golf in this year. Yeah, I got to be pushing close to 40 rounds.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pushing close to 20. That's a lot of golf for me.
That's more than once a month.
And I only played April through August.
Right, exactly. Right, you did. That's right.
You quit
early.
There you go. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You saw something on Montgomery. They had this Black Friday
gosh,
thing.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
So we thought if you spent over $100, it says free green fees. You're like, wait a minute. You got to clarify. Is it for one round?
Right.
Or is it for like the season? But it was clearly for just one.
Yeah, I called to verify.
But the wording, they messed up. They could have been more clear. Their wording said, spend $100 on mm-hmm. Black Friday, mm-hmm. get free greens fee in 2019.
Right.
It didn't say a free greens fee.
Yeah.
And it didn't say free green fees.
It was kind of left up for interpretation.
Exactly.
Wait a minute.
That's why I called. I'm like, yeah, because if so, I'll be right over.
Right. It's like, did you forget an A or did you forget an S?
Right. Yeah.
Because we need to know.
Because it makes a big difference. Yeah. So you had that.
Yeah.
So speaking of the Black Friday Christmas thing, so Sherman loves Thanksgiving. Everybody had a great Thanksgiving, right? For the most
part. How was your Thanksgiving?
Well, your brother
was in the hospital.
Yeah, so I went. Yeah, I did some eating.
Did you go to your daughter's house?
No. Yeah, that daughter. I went to Kim's house. Yes, I did. Yeah, I did go to that house.
Okay, so King did host.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I got there. He was sitting in the kitchen cooking.
No.
Yeah, he was. He was cooking.
Nice. Love
yes,
it.
He did. He put his foot down, all right. Waiting them greens.
Just look at him like, huh, thought you weren't. Did you say anything?
No, I haven't said to him. Okay. Yeah,
you should have said in the living room, say, King, football's on in here. When you're done cooking, put your apron on.
I got to remember to ride him about that next time I see him.
Yeah. Lord of goodness, it wasn't going.
Wasn't happening.
No, I'm putting my foot down.
Yeah. I'm putting a stop to this BS, is what he told me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, they
hosted.
Work out? Yeah, they hosted. So I had a good time over there. And then I left there and took some food, went to my brother's, sat with him for a while, mm-hmm. and then I went home. But yeah, all in all, it was it's Thanksgiving. Yeah. You know what I mean? You eat till you get tired, and then you go home.
Yeah. How about
and
you?
I had a good Thanksgiving. Yeah. It was
Right, because you were serving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did that from noon to 3, then went to my sister's house, and then back to my mom's house.
So you did a hop around.
What was going on with your sister? She was hosting?
Yeah.
And your mom?
Yeah, so my mom, once the foundation's lunch was over that we were serving, my grandmother went back to her house. My mom was up there with her.
Okay.
And so me, my brother stayed at my mother's house. Me, my younger sister, and Manny, and my stepdad and stuff, we went to my sister's house. She had a kind of a big thing. Then we all left and went back up there to have a dinner with my mom and stuff like that.
Okay.
My cousin Denise and stuff like that. So we did that. Well, Sherman was at like this huge family gathering. There was like folding tables like lined up in the
folding
like a,
tables,
a living
card
room.
Tables.
Like, it was like what in the world? It was a great photo though.
Yeah.
Lots of family. It sounded like a good time.
I think we have 48.
Wow.
Mm. 48 people. But my Uncle Mike's like, look, because I think one of the younger ones said, can we get our food and eat downstairs? And he said, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
We eat together.
Exactly.
There was card tables, folding tables. Mm-hmm. Someone was sitting on a piano bench. Right. But everyone had a table with a plate.
Yeah.
And then the little ones, there's a loft you could kind of see in the picture. Oh. There's a table up there for about 6 or 7 of the little ones.
Nice.
Like, 5 to 10.
Okay.
Nice.
But yeah, so I think this was Naomi's first year at the grown portion.
Okay, the adult table.
Like, yeah, I don't got to go to the law.
Yeah,
all good.
So
she graduated.
Yeah, so it was like, so 48. So it must have been about 40 people in that picture.
I thought you had one of your young gentlemen with you too. One of the
Peter was home for Thanksgiving, okay, so he went with us.
All right, cool.
He just left to go back to school today. So. Sweet. Yeah, man, it was great.
It's
man.
One of your favorite holidays.
No, it is my favorite.
It is your
holiday.
Favorite holiday. Yes, yeah,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. You because
you
of that.
Left, you left and then.
Then went to my in-laws for a little bit. My mother-in-law has some family over there, so we were over there, till for a while.
Right, sweet.
Then went home. So, I mean, we spent like four hours at my uncle's and about three at my mother-in-law's. So. It's good, man. I love it. It's all about family. That picture is why I love it.
It's a good picture.
Because it's just, you just break bread, man. You talk, you catch up, and, I don't get to see my family much. So it's good.
So here's what I want to do with you on Christmas, because you hate Christmas.
You hate
Christmas. So here's my thought.
I don't like surprises either.
Yeah, so. No. This is going to be so easy. Okay. So you hate it for understandable reasons, the commercialization.
And
people spend all this money they don't have on presents and so much pressure to get the right present for somebody who may be ungrateful. And, so I get that because I'm with you on that. So my thing is, then outside of, individuals who you may want to, don't get presents for anybody this year. Why don't you make Christmas about what you love about Thanksgiving so much. You know what I mean?
Well,
like the people who mean something to you say, I'm not going to get a present for you, but I want to spend time with you. Why don't we go to a movie? Or why don't we go to a baseball game next year? When the Cubs come to town or whatever, I'll take you to Nats Park. You know what I mean? As opposed to...
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. And here's why I think this works. Because I did this partly last year with my family. I would buy someone something small that they may have wanted or nothing at all. But then I said, like with my sister, I'll give you, 4 free weekends of babysitting so you and your husband can just hang out, do whatever. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about Aaron. And I did something similar like that with my brother where he has his own cleaning company. I said, I'll 4 weekends next year, I'll help you clean, some of the buildings you have, for Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever takes you up on it. So you seem like a nice, caring person,
and
they never remember to cash in on
that. Right.
So you never have to do anything.
Right.
My mom, retired teacher, she homeschools some of the Manny. She homeschools him and some like my niece and nephew. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, I'll give you 1 week per quarter. Well, I'll come in and I'll homeschool the kids, so you can kind of do something else. You can kind of take a vacation.
Right.
She never cashed in.
Wow.
Never.
But
and
do
on
you,
that
do
day,
you write these things down?
Yes, verbal. I do.
Oh, okay.
I do. But I also tell them I'm not going to remind you of this.
Right.
Yeah. So my brother-in-law. 2 weekends, me and you, we'll go to Bob Evans, we'll hang out, breakfast, just us. Mm-hmm. I told my stepdad, we'll get together, we'll go. Nobody ever cashes in. They just forget. I said, I'm not going to remind you, but here's your gift. Here's my contract.
Right.
You got
like
me.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. And if they would have cashed in, a weekend helping my brother clean his buildings for free and hang out with
him. It's time spent.
Yeah. Exactly. You hanging out.
Time well spent.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And so, no big money presents, but here's what we'll do. Mm-hmm. They never cash in. Mm-hmm. So you save the money. You seem like a great guy and you're thoughtful and want to spend time.
Yeah.
And so
a good one.
Yeah, make it.
But I don't think it helps Sherman because he actually wants to spend time with the people. That's a part of the Thanksgiving.
part of my issue is
they may not accept that.
Well, no, I don't buy gifts for people already.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, then.
So I buy it for my kids, my wife, whatever, Okay. But my close family or whatever. No, but that is a great idea. My issue is, this kid needs this and this one needs that and this one has this many, but we need to make sure that they have the same amount.
Oh, right.
That whole crap where I'm like, well, we're kind of losing the whole thing.
Right.
Another thing is, here's my Christmas list,
Right.
Oh, no, okay. Here's your Christmas wish list.
Right.
Like, let's not get it confused.
Yeah.
So I just, prime example, Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
People getting smashed over the head for a 50-inch TV.
Right.
Someone actually got shot in the arm.
Did it really?
It was in Alabama. It was in Birmingham. Yeah. I know the mall.
Wow.
That's actually where Corey and Ray live, walking distance from that mall.
See?
Okay. I spent many a weekends at that mall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's where somebody was unfortunately killed who was not.
Right. No, that's the same mall. That's the same mall.
Okay. It was the same incident.
Oh, okay.
They said, that must be the guy and shot him and killed him.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't the guy. Yeah. It just happened to be.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
But anyway, so, it's just like, there's only one thing. There's one thing that's centered around Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That's turkey, okay, right?
Right, right.
Like, we're going to all come together. We're going to eat.
The expectation.
Whether you put your foot down or not, yeah, you're going to come together, mm-hmm,
somewhere. So for you, I mean, you can have a grounded Christmas.
But here's what I'm doing.
Rock of people won't, because the expectations for everybody is kind of
different. The expectation, that's what drives me crazy. It's too much stress. Mm-hmm. You know, you worried about Black Friday this, where you know, there's a great meme. Next Friday might be black too if you don't be careful. Right. You're not going to be able to pay your bills. You know that. Right. But what I did.
Buy the big screen TV, but now the power's out because you didn't pay the power.
You can't run it. Yeah. So my wife, her father's side of the family gets together every Christmas. They did not last year.
Okay.
For the first time forever. Because they were, you know, the his sibling, I mean, he, you know, rest in peace, he's been gone now. But his siblings are getting older and whatever. Mm-hmm. So Bernanda came to me last week and said, can we host Christmas? I said yes.
Nice.
So we're having her dad's whole side of the family to our house. Okay. Because again, that's what's important to me. Like,
you
know, it's not my family, but it's her family. It means a lot to them. And they have somewhere to go where we don't have to, like, you know, spend $1 million. Stop stressing, you know, about it's so commercialized. That's what I don't like about it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why. But I think you're onto something there where I think people should take heed in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't buy gifts.
And there's something different, like, especially with us, like when we showed up at Laytonville that time and the guy said, oh, Mr. Brooks already paid. You know, it's like that small act of kindness you could do throughout the year you know, well, now I'm going to go broke because I'm going to be trying to buy everybody something.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Because, I mean, it was a couple years ago where I had this whole change in mindset. Like, my wife and my mom and their brothers, like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, I don't want – if you – and I was really – and I was – I am really sincere when I say this. Like, if you're out shopping and about to spend some of your money and you think of me and you purchase me anything, I'm not going to be a jerk and say, oh, I didn't want that. I'm not going to be proactive and say, hey, can you get me this for Christmas? That's stupid. You know what I mean? Like you said, that's not what it's about.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'll just relieve people. Just whatever you want.
Yeah.
You think of me and you see a watch or a tie. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah. I really appreciate
it. My mom does. I mean, she does it every year. She sends it like in October because she starts her house. Look, you want to get us something like Home Depot gift card? I have everything we could want. But Claude, you're soon going to find out. As a homeowner, I'm always, and I own two homes, I'm always at Home Depot.
Yep.
So you want to do, you know, something practical. I don't need to go to New York. I don't need, you know, whatever. Just, you know, whatever.
Like, well, I was trying to help, but.
That is a great help that I think,
maybe there's a way that you can make your Christmas all just about what you want it to be about and not about whatever everyone else makes it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, those theory works. I usually use that for like Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Instead of buying a whole bunch of bull crap, I would, you know, here's a gift certificate. You know, I'll give you a massage, or I'll take you out to dinner, or, you know, stuff like that. Those kind of things. Yeah. And you're right; they very seldom get redeemed.
It's another very commercialized thing where it's like this holiday's here to give us gifts.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not why Christmas is there, but
right.
That's why Christmas is there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the best thing is my family don't even listen to this podcast, and so they won't know to redeem it before the year's out.
Right.
They won't even be reminded about this.
And you may end up with another left-handed golf glove this year.
Right.
What you did last year, you gave us a sleeve of balls and like a couple tees. That was, I mean, that's practical and thoughtful, right?
Right.
Yeah, it probably only cost you like $10.
Less. So now
yeah. I put them all in the woods just like anything else.
Yeah, exactly. but it's not breaking the bank. Like, I had these in my golf bag. So, because y'all probably going to get some precepts sitting on top of my toolbox right now. So, appreciate that. And I will definitely take that into consideration.
Yeah, man, just make it whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. Actually, I should use that for my kids, too. Like, Bakari, I'm going to drive you to work four times over the next year.
He's right. Because how old? He's 18?
19.
Oh, yeah. Don't give me no Christmas list. You're 19 years old.
Exactly. You would think.
Right.
Oh, you should have seen his list.
You know what you get for Christmas? You get to stay in that room upstairs.
Right.
You know, rent free for another year.
You're going to get some pots and pans. It's a move-out starter kit.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Some silverware. Like, oh, I get my own silver? Yup, yep. Your own place.
Yeah, you're going to need this.
A gift certificate to U-Haul.
Oh, boy, yeah, you're going to need that next year. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, so, yeah, man, good show, fun show. Yeah. Try to be like LB, everybody, and stay out and play when the temperature allows you to.
Absolutely.
Anything over 45 degrees.
Yeah.
Get out and hit.
As long as it ain't windy, you can do it. You can do it.
Well, there you go.
And don't forget about the website. I know you mentioned it earlier.
GolfDMVPodcast.com. Yeah. That's the website.
Merchandise is coming.
Merch. Yes. Yep. All right. Yep. Buy it up, guys.
Peace. Stay warm. Good night.
You're listening to the Golf DMV.